For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
It's all about communication. Earlier this month, the White House Drug Policy Office released results of a survey showing that many parents have a difficult time talking with their children, particularly about drugs. To which, any of us who ever had a parent are probably thinking, well, no kidding, Sherlock, what was your first clue? What the Drug Czar's release did not say was that this is more evidence of the failure of the White House's anti-drug media campaign. That campaign's official purpose was twofold. First, to discourage kids from using drugs, yet also to encourage positive parenting behaviors. We've all seen those ads, Parents the Anti-Drug. Unfortunately, the Czar's office and its lackeys are better at scolding and scaring than they are at helping, encouraging, and supporting. Evaluations of the ONDCP anti-drug media campaign have consistently shown that it fails not only in keeping kids from using drugs, but also in the parenting portion of its mission. What works is simple, at least to explain, and that's communication. On this point, everyone, from Columbia University's Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse to the Drug Policy Alliance, all agree. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
With the holiday season quickly approaching, I do want to remind you to drink conservatively, take care of business. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.